The U.S. goes on the attack again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for the second time.
These airstrikes were retaliation for a series of drone attacks on U.S. military facilities in the Middle East. Two F-15 fighter jets targeted a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard and other groups supported by Iran.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. There are reports of possible negotiations on a three-day pause to the war in Gaza in exchange for Hamas releasing some hostages. Israel has said there will be no ceasefire in Gaza.
It appears Israeli forces may have located yet another tunnel entrance. They've been trying to destroy Hamas's above and below ground infrastructure. And the Israelis say overnight, with new airstrikes, they were able to eliminate the head of Hamas's anti-tank missile array.
Fox's Trey Yingst near the border. All five Republican presidential candidates in a debate on NBC pledged support for Israel. Tim Scott says the U.S. needs to do more to stop Iran's meddling.
There's blood dripping from the hands of President Obama and President Biden.
Vivek Ramaswamy said,
the Americans at home, they know the Bidenomics is a lie.
Now, when he said he has a different vision on foreign policy than his rivals, he called Nikki Haley, Dick Cheney, and three-inch heels. She replied, they're five-inch, and she uses them for ammunition. Haley also touted her pro-life stance.
Let's focus on how to save as many babies as we can.
And after abortion ballot issue losses for Republicans in seven states, Ron DeSantis said,
Democrats have taken a position they will not identify the point at which there should be any protection all the way up until birth. That is wrong.
Now the Republican frontrunner in the race by far skipped that debate again, calling it unwatchable. Instead, former President Trump held a rally near the Miami site.
In times like these, you can't afford to have a president who wants to be politically correct. We have to do things properly.
There have been several recent polls that show former President Trump leading President Biden head-to-head. America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
House Republicans investigating Hunter Biden, and if the president is tied to his son's overseas business dealings, are ratcheting up the probe.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is issuing subpoenas for the president's son Hunter and his brother James. Another one is going to former business associate Rob Walker. Comer says there's evidence Biden family members got $1 million in payments from Walker's accounts. Comer told Fox Business,
we're talking about money laundering. We're talking about bribery. So now we're going to give the Bidens the opportunity to come in and clear their good name.
But Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin says it's a political ploy.
They're listening to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump wants to continue this absurd wild goose chase against Joe Biden.
Raskin says Republicans haven't found any evidence of an impeachable offense. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A pro-union president who supported auto workers during their strike. President Biden will go to Illinois today to meet with him and the UAW leader to celebrate the end of that walkout with new Ford, GM, and Stellantis contracts. The actors' strike is over, though it may take some time to ramp up halted film and TV production.
SAG-AFTRA's TV and Theatrical Committee reveals it approved a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, bringing an end to the 118-day strike, the longest ever for actors. The tentative contract still has to be ratified by the union's board and its members. Specific details have yet to be released, but it will boost minimum pay for members, increase residual payments for shows streamed online, boost contributions to the union's health and pension plans, and establishes protections for an actor's likeness against the use of artificial intelligence. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been rising the day after the Nasdaq's ninth straight day of gains. The Dow, though, dropped 40 points, ending a seven-day streak of going up. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Courts Commission will decide whether to punish Adams County judge who overturned his own guilty verdict in a sexual assault case. Judge Robert Adrian found then 18-year-old Drew Clinton guilty of sexual assault in October 2021 during a sentencing hearing in January last year. Adrian vacated Clinton's conviction. Later, the Illinois Judicial Inquiry Board filed a complaint against Adrian. State troopers back home after he was shot last month in Springfield. Trooper Dakota Chapman Green released after spending 2 weeks at a hospital and rehab center. Cristobal Santana of Chicago pulled out a gun then fired shots at Chapman Green during a traffic stop. Macon County Coroner releasing the names of two men from Decatur who died in separate paraglider and motorcycle crashes Tuesday. The paraglider crash happened in Forsyth. 42-year-old Scott Edwards of Decatur died when his paraglider plummeted to the earth in rural Maroa. Riding his motorcycle, 76-year-old Donald Bray suffered massive head trauma in that crash. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, all right, so Sawyer, $1 million lottery ticket was sold in Philo.
Yeah.
Last week? Whenever it was. Anyway.
Really?
I stand corrected. It was not a $30 ticket. Diane was right. It was a $20 ticket. $20 lottery ticket. Guy bought it, got $1 million, and yeah. And he wants to be anonymous, so we're honoring all that.
Right.
Okay. Wait a minute. Who was in town last week?
Right.
Brother Johnny.
He hasn't seen it. Well, it's supposedly a
construction
guy. It was a construction guy.
Right.
So,
and that's my zone because the dude's construction.
Yeah, but you know what? Even if you knew, you don't say it. He doesn't want to
That's
be.
Right.
Right. You honor. We're in Philo now.
But we were all, you know, figuring out who it was yesterday.
Yeah. But it's, and you know, what's $1 million anymore? I mean, you know, you're taking home $600,000. He wants to pay for his kids' college.
That's
might cover it, depending on where you want to go.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a starting nest egg.
That's right.
A starting one.
It's crazy.
Our,
I wouldn't turn it down, though.
No, not at all. Our weather brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
And they've got their S'mores, Social, and Stroll coming up on Sunday afternoon, 3 to 5 at Blair Park. You can learn more about all the programs with Urbana Park District, urbanaparks.org.
Love the weather, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier. What you seeing?
Well, nothing much to really complain about. I think there ought to be some moderate grinning ear to ear the next few days and just jumping and leaping for joy around here as we head through the middle and late parts of next week and probably up into and through a good chunk of the Thanksgiving holiday. That's really the only thing we're seeing right now. There may be a system that brings rainfall here, but probably none too far north and west. Maybe parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, back into the plains. One of those November, at least snowfall events. Nothing big even from this vantage point, but a little more winter in that direction as you would expect. Boy, the western states are going to get it. California, they're already out of the drought. There may be some flooding and runoff issues that to play out there in the coming weeks. Welcome to this El Nino weather pattern, of which so much for November. Cold front has come through the area with a little spot of here and there, some rain, and not much to speak of other than that. And so we continue on with fall field work. 41 Willard and Savoy, 40 at Rantoul, 57 today. That's right on target for the time of year with sunshine, northwest breeze, a bit gusty, and clouds are rolling for a time tonight. Colder 37. Sunshine tomorrow. A little bit cooler late in the day. Highs at about 55 and dropping a bit on a lighter northwest wind. 50-ish here for kickoff on Saturday. Not bad for November day. The sun will be out. The breeze will be light. 56 on Sunday. We climb to the upper 50s Monday and Tuesday. No rain, no snow there. And matter of fact, a dry weather pattern the rest of next week. And here comes the 60-degree weather for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. For Steve State Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Former special assistant to President Donald Trump, America First Policy Institute Chief Communications Director, is Mark Lauder. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just wondering, in Miami last night, it kind of reminds me of a pageant. If for some reason the queen can't fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will have to step in. Okay. We're playing for second here, aren't we? I don't think anybody, unless he can't run, unless he's in jail or whatever happens to Donald Trump with a million, and he's going to get convicted, Mark. It's just a foregone conclusion. There's no question based on where all this stuff is. He's going to get some convictions.
Well, he won't, on the criminal side, none of those cases are going to come to fruition until after the election. And even if he were to lose at the local level, you've got appeals, and this thing is going to go a long time. And but to your point, I mean, none of those candidates, and I'll give credit, the moderators did a great job. The candidates themselves did a great job not talking over each other. It was actually the most substantive debate that we'd had. But none of them did anything that's going to cut into Donald Trump's lead. I mean, my God, he's up 45 points on the national side, 30 points in the early states. I mean, he's going to be the nominee.
Okay, so what about Kim Reynolds in Iowa? Does any of that matter?
I don't think so. And look, I have a lot of respect for Kim Reynolds. And, of course, Sarah Sanders endorsed Trump last night. I don't think these endorsements mean what they used to. I mean, it meant something 30, 40, 50 years ago when we didn't have instant access to all the information. You needed the mainstream media, your local newspaper, or your candidate, the governor, the mayor, whomever, to endorse people because we trusted them to kind of vet them, to make sure that they were up to the challenge and had the right policies. We can get all that information on our phones and at our fingertips right now, so we don't need that filter. We can make up our minds for ourselves.
Okay, so what's I do not believe Joe Biden will make this. I just don't think he's going to be the man. Am I wrong?
I think so. And I'll give you the reason why. Number one, it's too late in the game for him to get out. Because if he gets out right now, there's really nobody that's far enough along in creating the infrastructure you need to run a campaign.
But Mark, Michelle Obama, she doesn't need infrastructure. I mean, that's what I'm afraid of. Listen,
she doesn't want
a campaign. She didn't want it, but her and Brock can do another. I mean, if she comes out in August, I mean, she's got enough name rec. I mean, like Oprah. I mean, that's where the country is. We go from Dwight Eisenhower, who led the Allies in World War II, to Michelle Obama. Really?
I mean, they could do that. They would have to do that after the convention. But the problem is that if it's not Michelle Obama, but, you know, the latest polling shows Donald Trump right now with 22% of the black vote. He got 8% in 2020.
If that's true, he can't be beat, if that's true.
Right. But that number is going to fall. We know that. That's the way campaigns work. So once the campaign starts in earnest, that 22 is going to drop down. The question is, where does it fall to? Does it fall to 8, which is what he got in 2020? Does it go to 10? Does it go to 12? And if it goes to 10 or 12, it's game over. They can't win.
Yeah.
If the Democrats pass over the first female black vice president of the United States and nominate Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or somebody like that, you know, then that number is going to go higher than 10 or 12%. They cannot physically do that, or they will break it apart. They may not vote for Trump. They may just stay home.
Yeah, right. And what does the whole genocide Joe mean with Palestine and Israel? This has to factor in some ways.
It actually does, and I think where it hurts him the most in Michigan and in Minnesota. And remember, I mean, as much as we make fun of the squad, and because they're just horrible, but as much as we make fun of them, they've been elected to represent their constituents, and their constituents, especially in places like Dearborn, Michigan, and outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul, are very Muslim, pro-Palestine, which is why those people actually elect them. And when Rashida Tlaib is on video last weekend telling Joe Biden that her constituents are going to stay home, Michigan, a toss-up state that was just squeaked by Joe Biden, that hurts him greatly. Could put Minnesota in play.
That's unbelievable. But I would challenge what you just said. I don't know if they're pro-Palestinian. Is they are pro-Hamas? How can you be pro-Hamas?
One would wonder.
It's just crazy. Mark, how can people connect with you?
You can follow us at AmericaFirstPolicy.com. You can follow me at Mark_Lauder on Twitter, Instagram, all the social places. And just know that we're getting ready. We're building the playbooks for January 20th, 2025, when we get a new America First president in office. We'll be ready to go, get with those gas prices, inflation, the border, all the stuff that people really worry about. We're building the plans right now to put that into action.
Mark Lauder on the Tavins Towing phone line. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Good talk to you.
Thank you. ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:14. It's football tonight. It is the Bears. Oh, boy. The Bears are on TV tonight. Oh, no. And listen, it's okay because they play Carolina, and it's in Chicago. And I found out that Bear fans are going to be there with electricity, and it'll be Is anybody watching Bears Carolina tonight?
It's the battle of the bad, Stevie. Both last in their division. Carolina is 1-7, and the Bears are 2-7. The game's at 7:15 tonight. Always fun to watch the game at P. It's 1609 West Springfield Avenue. Got a lot of prizes and fun and drink specials. Justin Fields is listed as doubtful. So
Tyson Bagent, and I understand through some interceptions, I like a lot of what I'm seeing from this kid. And the Bear fans are thinking, we pummel Carolina. We're getting their draft pick anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So let's beat them down.
Absolutely.
So we get the one pick from them, and we'll get whatever, the three or four, if we can win some games.
Yeah.
I think it'll be electric. I think about eight people will be watching outside of the Soldier Field people. I don't think it's a game we're tuning in. And it's on Amazon Prime. Do you have Amazon?
No. I don't know. Maybe the kids have it up. I don't know. I don't know what I got. I know Indianapolis is taking on the New England Patriots in Frankfurt on Sunday at 8:30 in the morning.
There's another one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Anybody tuning in for that one?
You're New Orleans in Minnesota for the Vikings at noon. Green Bay's at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Tommy DeVito with the start now. How about that?
Yeah, it's just they're not
for the New York Giants
on the East Coast. The New York people,
right?
Not so much.
I see.
They're not real high on Tommy DeVito.
I mean,
he had a great year here, but you know, he had an offense that he could really run. I don't know what the Giants are doing. They're not really letting him throw much.
I mean, even in Chicago, they're calling him Danny DeVito. So
he's never heard that. Okay. Let's do something original.
I know.
It just because the only DeVito anybody knows is Danny, and he does a great job on the whatever that is.
Jersey
Mike's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Danny DeVito's outstanding.
Anyway, Giants and Cowboys, and Tommy DeVito does have the tap.
Come on, Tommy.
So Illinois versus Indiana, 11 a.m. on Saturday. Who has the tap for us? It's still a little questionable. When Brett Bielema talked to us yesterday, you know, Luke Altmaier is on the road to recovery right path. I think he's just kind of staying vague.
He told us yesterday he's doing good.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
If it's concussion related, then it's really out of their hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the doctors to clear him. And we don't know. I do know that if John Paddock trots out to be quarterback, the ovation for him will be fun to hear.
Exactly. And, of course, yesterday was signing day for the class of 2024. And Brad Underwood has some nice tall guys. Johnson is 6'9".
All and, pretty tall.
I mean, 6'10 is, Jactus, Jason Jactus. And there's a Jace Butler. So, anyway, good stuff happening in that department. And with all the sports getting all excited about the new recruits. We had the Suns beating the Bulls 116-115 in overtime. Io with a couple of points in that game. And the Pacers over Utah 134-118. The Bucks beat Detroit 120-118. In NHL action tonight, Blackhawks in Tampa Bay and Arizona's in St. Louis for the Blues.
All right, we're going to meet Kenyon from Salvation Army coming up in just a moment. You want to ring a bell this year?
Yeah.
You definitely want to do that. We'll tell you how to do that and more. That's coming up. Our weather this morning brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you can find a doctor. Health plans accepted. You can also get into clinical trials or have a job opportunity. Learn more at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Nuys today. Pretty quiet set up here the next 7 to 10 days. Little if any organized precipitation anticipated. Temperatures returning to more seasonal levels over the next few days. Big, big warm-up gets going. Middle to late parts of next week should take us to and through at least the start of Thanksgiving. And by Thanksgiving, probably a better propensity for some rainfall across the area with snow, so none too far to the north and west of us. And maybe a transition back to some colder weather winding our way through the remainder of the month of November. Breezy, much cooler for the day today. Sunshine to a few scattered clouds this afternoon. 57 for the high with a northwest wind 12 to 22. A bit gusty. Colder tonight. Mostly cloudy. Down to 37. Northwest wind diminishes tomorrow. Mostly sunny and turning a bit cooler late in the day. Should make about 55. Temperatures may slide a bit later in the day with a northwest wind. Saturday and Sunday. Highs to about 51. Saturday 56 on Sunday. Upper 50s for Monday and Tuesday. Highs back into the 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Dolchis, Greg Soldier.
Thank you.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the People's Choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
WeWork investor SoftBank reports a $6.2 billion loss after the office-sharing startup filed for Chapter 11 protection in the U.S. because of weakness in the office market. And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Citigroup intentionally discriminated against Armenian Americans when they applied for credit cards. Citi is a major issuer of store credit cards, including retail cards for Home Depot, Best Buy, and other chains. The Bureau said some bank employees argued internally that Armenian Americans are more likely to commit fraud and referred to applicants as bad guys or as affiliated with organized crime. Citi is being punished for the alleged discrimination. The bank's been ordered to pay $25.9 million in fines. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank's CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Well, happy to welcome Kenyon Civils, the new captain, Salvation Army. You're new, aren't you?
I am new.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you in Champaign-Urbana. And your wife's name is?
Melissa.
All right. So why did you come to Champaign-Urbana?
We were moved here. We're thrilled to be here. We're humbled to be here. But in the Salvation Army, they say, this is where you're going. And we say,
I see. So yes, it's sir, like, or yes, like ma'am. A priest in a Catholic church. You
more
get
or less.
Assigned to it.
More or less, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Well, good to have you here in Champaign-Urbana. We welcome. We love the Salvation Army. For those that don't specifically know, what is your mission at the Salvation Army?
So our mission statement, I don't remember the full of it, but...
Yeah. The essence of what you do.
The ending of it is the essence of what we do, and it says to meet human needs in His name, in Jesus' name, without discrimination. We want to meet needs. We want to serve people. We want to be all we can be for those who need it, and certainly around the world, but for us in Champaign County.
And we have a need.
Absolutely.
What are our top needs that you're looking to get solved?
So right now, like today, getting the word out to folks on two things. One is if they need help, if they have kids who are 12 or under and they need help for Christmas with toys, we want to let them know they can do it today. They could do it tomorrow. And they can do that at the Salvation Army. We want to make sure they have that opportunity if it is a need.
Because you want people to be qualified, per se. You don't just want to, you want to hand to really people in need.
Right.
No, absolutely. And if there's a need, we're going to help you. Or we're going to do our best to help you. We certainly work for that. But we try our best to get the word out so that people are aware of what's going on.
So you kind of need a photo ID, proof of guardianship of all the children or foster care placement, verification of income, things like that. When you come to the Salvation Army there on Market View Drive, or can you do some of this online? How does that work, Kenyon?
Nope, it's all in person. Okay. And as you said, those are the things you need. Please do plan to bring that. And if there are questions, or, you know, would this count, or can I have that, or whatever, it's easiest just to give us a call. Just give us a call and we can help guide you with that. 217-373-7832, 373-7832, and we'll be glad to give you what you need.
This is urgent today or tomorrow, and you might know somebody, you're listening now, and you know somebody that would probably be in some need. You might want to facilitate and help call them or do something you can to maybe help them get in on some free toys for the kids. Also, bell ringer season, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so, and that's the other great need we have. You're going to see the ringers out a week from Friday. A week from Friday at Prairie Gardens, and then on a week from Saturday at more places, and then the day after Thanksgiving will be the rest of the places. So we're kind of tearing it out when we start.
Well, but what do you think happened? Was it COVID? Why the shortage of bell ringers? I mean, you used to have plenty.
You know, I can't speak for what happened before 4 months ago because I wasn't here. COVID certainly is a factor, and it has not helped anything in that endeavor.
You're outside and around the country. People, I don't get it. It's over too. Come on, man, just ring a bell.
Well, and people don't carry change as much as they
do. That's a big thing.
People are busy. People don't carry change. But this is the challenge that I put out to everyone that I have the chance to talk to. So if you have $1, or if you go get $1, go to the ATM, go to get cash back at the store or something. If everyone in Champaign County gives $1, we're going to meet our goal.
Okay.
Now, the goal feels big and it seems big for someone who can't write a six-figure check, but everyone has a dollar.
Yeah, you're right. And it just matter whether we're carrying it or not. Salvation Army hasn't said, well, if I do a QR code, I can automatically get $5 from you or something like that. I mean, is that a...
We do have QR codes as well.
But I mean, so, can you pay another way easily?
Quickly? Oh, absolutely. Okay. The best way, you can do it from your couch. You can do it in your pajamas.
All right.
SAChampaign.org.
Okay.
SAChampaign.org. And we'll be glad you can give a dollar. But here's the cool thing. If everyone in town gave $2... or $5 or $20, you go to the ATM, get a $20 bill, stick that in. That means more people get more help.
Yeah, no, and sadly, we're probably always going to have the Salvation Army, which I'm glad, but I wish we didn't need it.
I 100% understand.
Everybody was a student of faith and was kind and loving and helped others and all that, and we're in a contentious place right now. So.
Well, one of the great things about the Salvation Army is, we meet folks' needs as we're able to, but it isn't just those who are quote unquote without. Right now we're signing folks up who need help who are without toys. We serve veterans. We have a food pantry on pace this year to serve 60,000 people.
Wow. And that canteen run that goes out in
the canteen run. And so, there's quite a bit. And that money that comes in during the Christmas season is so vital for us to continue those ministries, not just during November, December, but through the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for all you're doing. Again, sachampaign.org or 2212 North Market Street in Champaign, kind of right behind Marketplace Mall.
Kenyon, welcome to town.
Thank you very much.
Kenyon Sivels, S-I-V-E-L-S, and his wife Melissa, beautiful children, two children.
Eden and Trinity.
May God bless the season for Salvation Army.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Nice to meet you. ESPN 93.5, it's Thursday. We know what that means. Great Television's White House correspondent standing by near the White House. That'll be coming up next, plus the theme. We'll have that next as well. Everybody waiting on the theme for John Decker.
There we go.
Excited. All right, we'll be back in a moment, 7:28. This is November 9. It is Thursday all day long.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, Our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Holidays are happening now at Merrill Norman. Eligible shoppers receive their new gift with purchase, including four travel-friendly skin brightening products from the top-selling Brilliant C system. Shop while supplies last at Merrill Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign. Free with purchase of two or more Merrill Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merrill Norman cosmetics studios only. Limit one per customer. Owner can reserve the right to modify the gift if necessary. Promotion is not available.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Could there be a break in the fighting in the war between Israel and Hamas? The deal being discussed would produce a three-day ceasefire for the return of about a dozen hostages held by Hamas. That's from the Associated Press, which adds a small amount of fuel would enter Gaza for the first time since the war began. Anti-Semitism on the rise at college campuses. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy hosting a roundtable on the subject.
Hear from the students, hear from people who are involved in higher education, get a sense of what is the performance of the administration.
Well, the Republican earlier morning show, Maria on Fox Business. Now, this event begins at 9 a.m. Eastern. Late openings for many schools in the New Orleans area due to the super fog. This comes a day after densely wildfire smoke was blamed for a deadly crash along Interstate 10. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, 7:31. John Decker coming up. During these chaotic times, you don't want to put your trust in your friend's weird cousin who's never sold a home. So what you need to do is maybe get somebody that knows what they're doing, like Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group. They have the most trusted agents in this area. And Nate has done this a long time, and he also has a lot of staff that has been very experienced in what they do.
It's pretty cool that you have that get home value button also. This is kind of a game changer for sellers, giving them information to make smart decisions. And as you mentioned, Stevie, about the weird cousin, you don't want to let bad advice from someone who has no experience cost you thousands of dollars. Nate and his team each have been a part of more than 100 home sales in their career. There's no such thing as an inexperienced agent when it comes to Nate and his partnership with Zillow. Get your home sold faster and for more money. You might want to just call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Or just do an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
Here's a look at local news. President Biden coming to Illinois today. He'll stop in Belvedere to meet with the head of the United Auto Workers Union. Both are expected to highlight plans to reopen the iconic assembly plant in Belvedere and showcase tentative contract agreements that ended a union strike that targeted GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Illinois Department of Human Services warning citizens about phishing scams targeting link cards. The department aware of three phishing attempts. Spokesperson said the scammers have targeted both SNAP and non-SNAP recipients across the state. Department will never call or text to ask for anyone's information like their PIN, their link card number, or other personal information. Champaign Fire responding to a vacant building Tuesday night after a fire broke out on First Street between University and Springfield Avenues. A passerby reported the smoke coming from the building. Firefighters arrived to find the fire inside. Personnel from Urbana and Savoy also responding to the scene. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Weather brought to you by Houlihan's Restaurant.
they have an awesome Thursday evening where I was there last week for the Harpist. It's always some kind of music coming your way between 6 and 8 on Thursday evenings. And Leon Lewis-Nicole Duo will be featured as you enjoy the $7 glass of house wine, the special menu. It's live in the lounge Thursdays at Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, vicinity, and that cooling trend is underway. It'll bring temperatures down to more seasonal expectations over the next several days, but a fairly quiet setup with little, if any, organized precipitation anticipated. We'll get into another pattern reversal driven by this moderate to strong El Nino over the middle and late parts of next week and probably into and through about the Thanksgiving holiday itself with a big warm-up on temperatures, maybe some record and near record-setting warmth, and the travel scene over the Thanksgiving holiday break. Looks to be wet and rainy and stormy around here. Snows to the north and west of us. Breezy, much cooler for the day today. Sunny, partly cloudy skies. High at about 57. The northwest wind at 12 to 22. Mostly cloudy, colder tonight, down to 37. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler late in the day. The high at about 55 and dropping with a northwest wind. Mostly clear, 29 for tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, sunshine 51 on Saturday, 56 on Sunday, heading towards the upper 50s to near 60 Monday and Tuesday, into the low to mid 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, happy which is Greg Solier.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, it's Thursday. John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker, great television's outstanding national correspondent, White House correspondent. He's the man in the know. How are you, John?
I am doing great. Hope you're doing well. Having a good week as well, Stevie. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am, sir. You're not coming with the president to Illinois so we could have lunch, right?
No, sorry. How far is Belvedere from Champaign?
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, nothing. That's nothing. We have a station in Rockport. So in any case, that it's a big deal for that station that the president's coming to their neck of the woods. And in addition to that, you know, the president's going to be really talking about union jobs and the UAW agreement with the big three automakers. That's really the focus of that trip.
Okay, last night in Miami.
Her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time, so you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it, and that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the
easy scum.
Wow. Ooh. Has that ever happened? You're just scum? Has a presidential debate gone to SCUM?
Wow.
Well, that to me was a low blow, first of all, to start off that whole back and forth by Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know why you have to bring a candidate's daughter into things. And you know, her daughter, by the way, isn't running for president. He's running for president. It's not really apples, you know, and oranges here. So look, to me, I think that was the big moment of contention in last night's debate. But to me also, I think that three candidates on that debate stage, Stevie, really have to reevaluate whether to continue on with this process. Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, and also Tim Scott, they're stuck in single digits. They're not going anywhere. They don't have a path to become the Republican nominee. I would not be surprised between now and when the Iowa caucus takes place on January 15th. We have fewer candidates than what we see right now.
I mean, the question too, John, to me is, does this matter? This is if Donald Trump can't run, I guess, because I don't think any of these people are going to beat him in the primary for the Republicans.
I think that what you said has some truth to it, but also at the same time, both Governor Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley believe that if either one of them emerges as the clear second place favorite, they can do well against the alternative, and that's the front runner, Donald Trump. Make it a two-person race. If it's a two-person race, maybe it looks a little bit different, but right now it's not. And right now Donald Trump has a clear lead, double-digit lead over both DeSantis and Nikki Haley, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. Things can happen, obviously, out on the campaign trail, even in the courts. But I don't see Donald Trump relinquishing his hold on frontrunner status anytime soon.
And yet I'm going to just stay with what I've said. I don't think Joe Biden makes the finish line here. And I understand it's late, but I understand a Michelle Obama or somebody like that. Oprah Winfrey. I know it's unlikely. However, I mean, yeah. The polls are showing that Biden loses to Trump in a few of these key states. And you take it for what it's worth, but I don't know. If your only thing is abortion and Trump's a Nazi or Hitler, is that enough this time? I don't know.
I don't know either. That poll that you cite, it's just one poll, but that one poll certainly got a lot of attention because it's one of those rare polls. It wasn't a national poll. They get a little bit of attention, but it's these state polls of a head-to-head matchup that get a lot of attention. And the New York Times, they spent their money wisely because they invested in doing polling in the key battleground states. And in those key battleground states, five out of six of them has Donald Trump leading Joe Biden. And in one of them, Nevada, which Joe Biden won in 2020, Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden by double digits, by 11 points. So that's a wake-up call to the Biden campaign for sure.
I mean, is it not possible to bring Trump in, clean this thing up, and then impeach him again? That's all you got to do. Just impeach him again.
That's a possibility.
I mean,
sure.
It's just what you used to be able to recite, the Jack Nicholson, you need me on that wall.
Right.
You want me on that.
That's right.
I mean, all this stuff, I believe, and of course you never know, and I'm very opinionated. I do not think any of this stuff happens with Trump in the White House because I think they thought he was crazy. And they just understand pure power and that, you know, the drone that took out Salman Ali, what's the guy's name from Iran, that they said you touch one hair in the head, and they did, and they took out the general from Iran, the guy that they, and so they quieted down, and now the world's going crazy. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's the reason why at last night's debate, foreign policy took center stage. It was because there is so much happening in the world in terms of two conflicts happening simultaneously, one in Ukraine and, of course, Israel's conflict with the terrorist group Hamas. It's getting a lot of attention. It's making people wonder, you know, could this spread throughout the European theater as it relates to the war in Ukraine? Could it spread in the Middle East? And those are real concerns that people have, understandably so.
And I had a guy tell me earlier in the hour, because of the high Muslim population in Minnesota and Michigan, he thought those are both in play because they're calling him Genocide Joe. I mean, outside the White House, right? I mean, man.
Yeah, and over the weekend, you may have seen this, there was a very vocal protest that really got a little violent. I mean, shaking the fence of the White House, defacing the wall that surrounds the White House, the wall that I walk past every day. You know, that there's no excuse for that, you know, and I was just so surprised that the Secret Service didn't shut down Pennsylvania Avenue right in front of the White House at some point while these protests were going on. We're talking about protecting an institution. That's the White House. The President Biden was not in the White House over the weekend, but still, you know, what happened there is just inexcusable.
The inside guy, Mark Rosa, is that his name? I heard his name. I can't remember it, but I heard this morning how he's been very critical of the fact that the Biden campaign has zero going on and that they just don't have anything really popping. And so he was highly critical and said that, you know, and you see the flags. Axelrod says, you know, get out, right? Time to go. Can Jill Biden control much of this or not?
Well, absolutely. Jill Biden certainly has an important voice in this. I think she really, you know, people talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden loves being president. Jill Biden loves being first lady. Mm. And, you know, I think that is a factor, you know, as to one of the reasons why there's a reluctance to pass the baton to someone else. And we saw this week there's a great bench for Democrats. I mean, wow, Andy Beshear in Kentucky. That's just a shocker to me. You know, he wins his second term in a solidly red state. You know, that got a lot of attention.
But he's not
here in Washington as well.
That governor of Kentucky is not a progressive. He's a Democrat, right?
No, he's not a progressive at all.
Yeah.
No, you could not paint him with that brush for sure. And, you know, to show me another governor in this country who's a Democrat, in a red state, you can't.
What?
I mean, you know, you talk about all these great things about Gavin Newsom, and he's very impressive, but he's from a solidly blue state, you know, and I think that's what makes Andy Beshear so special. He's a very good politician. He understands the state, and he doesn't govern from the far left.
I think, though, that when you talk about the presidential election, and you know, I really would love to have a Democrat reason why you'd vote for Joe Biden, and the reasons that would have to be he's not Trump and abortion. That's
right.
Those are the two things.
Well, that's, but you go back to 2020. I think that was the same reason why people also cast their vote for Joe Biden. He wasn't Donald Trump. You know, I mean, there wasn't, you know this, there wasn't any great groundswell of support for Joe Biden in 2020, like there was, for instance, for Barack Obama in 2008. I mean, there really was a pretty impressive coalition that he put together. That's not what happened in 2020. This was all about who am I voting against rather than who am I voting for.
Yep, and I don't know if it works again, it works again. But I'm telling you, our policies and the direction of the country is not feeling good to me. I'm here in the heartland, and I don't know, but we got to fix some things, and we got to do it fast, because I think four more years would be pretty bad for America with the border open and the crime the way it is, all the things going on in the world today with Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah and Ukraine and work, Taiwan, keep your eye on China's aggression. I don't know.
Yeah, all of it.
There's a lot going
all
on.
All this. Well, this time next week, Stevie, I'm going to be in San Francisco with President Biden. He's going to be meeting with President Xi in San Francisco at the APEC summit, and that's an important meeting. The last time that Biden and Xi met face-to-face was one full year ago at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. I was there for that, and there's just so much that they need to discuss. Security issues, cybersecurity issues, trade issues. You mentioned Taiwan, human rights, so much on the plate, so much on the agenda for their discussion, which is likely to happen next Wednesday of next week.
I just don't think it's much more than a photo op. That's the confidence I have. I just don't, because China, I think, respects power, and they've got to be a little nervous about you, and I just think they have zero of that right now going on. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's a good read. You know, in fact, President Xi just 2 weeks ago met with Gavin Newsom in China, in Beijing, and one of the reasons is because, quite frankly, China views Newsom as a future leader, and they want to get to know this person who is the governor of the largest state in our country. So I think the point that you make is a valid one.
Well, I think J.B. Pritzker, Illinois, is positioning too, in case it opens up. I think Illinois' governor wants to do it too. But I think you're right. Gavin Newsom clearly has the path from the standpoint of going to China and tackling that kid playing basketball. I didn't think that was nice, but anyway. And you see that video, and he's trying to play back.
No.
And he just absolutely steamrolled this 8-year-old. It was like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That's right.
Well, John, we appreciate you. We thank you for your reports on our Thursday show, because I think that whatever you say, I still don't know how you vote, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you're a good man.
Thanks.
I know how to do this. You're a darn good journalist, and we need more of you. So.
That's right.
Well, that's really kind of you, Stevie. Always great to be on your show. I travel with President Biden on Monday of this week. I think I sent you a picture.
Yeah, it was
I
the Osprey.
These
aren't military bench seats. You have a nice seat in a helicopter these days, don't you?
Yeah, but not in an Osprey. You're strapped in there.
Oh.
It's bench seating. Yeah, no, that's what it's like.
Do you have headsets and a microphone? I mean, do you have a headset like the driver or what?
No, you don't. I mean, what they give you is just earplugs.
Okay.
Just because it's
all
pretty
right.
Loud in there, and you strap yourself in if you wish to do that. But it's a rough ride, but it's cool. You know, you take off like a helicopter, then you fly like an airplane, and that's pretty cool. That's something.
How long was the trip?
Oh, that was a short one. I mean, we flew from a town near Wilmington, Delaware, just to Joint Base Andrews. So that was about a 30-minute trip on that helicopter, but pretty cool view because you're flying relatively low.
Yeah.
And Marine One, meanwhile, flew directly from the same taking off point where we were, directly back to the White House.
And
so
how many in your press Osprey? How many people?
I would say you got some press, you got White House press folks, I think 20 total.
Okay,
20 total
bigger
in
than I would have thought. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, always cool. Fun. John Decker's book will be over 1,000 pages now once we get that.
Yes.
It'll be 300 pages of pictures. You've got some good ones.
There you go. Yeah, the pictures are the best part.
They're real good.
Because there's stories associated with the pictures.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What makes
exactly.
That so
absolutely.
Good.
John Decker, you're the man. Yeah. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Stevie. Thanks, Diane. Have a great day, great weekend, and we'll talk next week for sure.
That's John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent on the Tappan's Joint phone line. It's Thursday, 7:49. We'll check Greg's weather. And Nathaniel Sun coming up with Abraham Lincoln information on Did You Know?
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Evans Saturday. Pretty quiet set up here the next 7 to 10 days. Little if any organized precipitation anticipated. Temperatures returning to more seasonal levels over the next few days. Big, big warm-up gets going. Middle to late parts of next week should take us to and through at least the start of Thanksgiving. And by Thanksgiving, probably a better propensity for some rainfall across the area with snow, so none too far to the north and west of us. And maybe a transition back to some colder weather winding our way through the remainder of the month of November. Breezy, much cooler for the day today. Sunshine to a few scattered clouds this afternoon. 57 for the high with a northwest wind, 12 to 22. A bit gusty. Colder tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 37. Northwest wind diminishes tomorrow, mostly sunny and turning a bit cooler late in the day. Should make about 55. Temperatures may slide a bit later in the day with a northwest wind. Saturday and Sunday, highs to about 51. Saturday, 56 on Sunday. Upper 50s for Monday and Tuesday. Highs back into the 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Adolchus, Greg Soldier.
Why are those born between 1997 and 2012 such bad tippers?
Because they're not making much money, probably.
And or they don't have any cash.
That's true.
That could be that.
But then again, you swipe and then you have the three buttons of 18, 20, or 25%.
Well, the new odd move is to have the server look at you while you're...
I know.
That's
then
just
you feel all guilted into it.
Even fair. Former Vice President Dan Quayle used to be a heavy tipper when Pizza Man came because everybody's going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So if you're known at all...
That's right.
And somebody might know you, your reputation's at stake.
Yeah, you just kind of have to take a hit these days.
It is Thursday. Nathaniel, my son in Chicago. People now know him as Nathaniel's son.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We love the feature. It's called Did You Know? Nathaniel digs up some items, informational things we don't know. And today, one of the greatest presidents ever, Abraham Lincoln.
Who stopped in Tolono and did a little 42-second speech. Of course, that's where the north, south, east, west tracks are located.
We hung around the courthouse in Urbana a lot on his horse. And Nathaniel was 6'4", wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then with the top hat.
7-footer.
A little bit taller.
Yeah.
And I heard he kept papers in his top hat.
I think that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what do you know? What do you got? What do you know? Did you know?
Well, yes. This morning, with Abraham Lincoln being such a prominent president, we all know, and for all 46 presidents for that matter, they have had their better half and really their boss that they ultimately answer to, and that is the First Lady. Now, with Miss Mary Todd Lincoln, some of us may know that she endured hardships, but did you know that she was actually born to a quite wealthy family in Kentucky? She was one of seven children, but her hardships in life started when she was just 9 years old, when her mother passed away giving birth to one of her siblings, and the stepmother that her father remarried despised Mary Todd. In her early adult years, she moved to Springfield, where she met Abraham, and they were married when she was 23 and he 33. Kids came quickly, but however, Abraham, being a successful lawyer and an aspiring politician, actually traveled for weeks, months at a time, leaving Mary Todd to raise the children and take care of the home alone. Now, the Lincolns had four sons, but only one of them survived both parents. Mm. After serving in the White House and after enduring the assassination of her husband, Mary Todd's life actually declined. For 5 years after the assassination, Congress failed to give her a widow's pension, leaving her in financial need. And then just 8 years after serving as first in the White House, she was committed to an insane asylum. Oh, she was later released, and she died in Springfield at the age of 63. And for all the amazing that the Lincolns did and that we are forever indebted to them for, it was not without tremendous sacrifice and great hardship.
Yeah, wow. I knew she had, I knew there was a lot of things there. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln reportedly also suffered a little depression, maybe.
Right.
And had a dog named Fido and got popularized the name Fido. But he was really a man of, maybe that's back when they did wrestling too. And I can't imagine wrestling Abraham Lincoln when he was so big. And Stephen A., was it Stephen Douglas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the debates with Stephen Douglas. I mean, he was what, 5'4", 5'5"?
Right.
And Abraham Lincoln was this
towering
tower.
Over
I would think, I'd like to know, sometimes you can convert and say, well, how much was $100 in 1900? How tall was 6'4 in 1860? That had to be a giant man. People would
I'm
just,
sure it was quite abnormal.
Oh, yeah. And I know he was born in Kentucky and spent a whole bunch of his time in Illinois, of course. And of course, the Emancipation Proclamation. But back in the day, I think Lincoln wasn't for ending slavery initially. It was for not growing slavery. And then when the Civil War broke out, it was like, okay, Emancipation Proclamation, we're done. And that kind of grew that. But that was 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation, I think. Good stuff, Nathaniel's son.
Great.
Always good.
Thank you
all
for that.
Good. All good, guys.
Well, we appreciate y'all calling next Thursday.
All right. Have a good day.
You
thanks.
You too. It's Nathaniel, my son in Chicago, on Abraham Lincoln. Certainly one of the greatest presidents we ever had. And probably, well, George Washington had to navigate the birth of a nation. So he's got to be there. That's why he's on the dollar bill. And then Lincoln on the $5 bill and the penny. Not that we use the penny much anymore. But no, those are two of the greatest because of what they had to go through. And they had to talk George Washington into actually doing it. Will you be our first president? He didn't want to do it. He's happy. He's retired in Mount Vernon.
Okay.
So it was definitely quite the presidency. And then with the Civil War, whew. And Abraham Lincoln, I believe, at the election of 1860, he wasn't even on the ballot in the South. And there's like a total of 4 million votes in the nation. And he had 1.8 of it.
Gotcha.
And there were three people on the ballot. They split the vote. But Abraham Lincoln became our 16th president with only 1.8 million votes. Think about today, where it'll take 80 million, 70 million now just on your side.
Right.
Crazy. Okay. And obviously, the population of the nation was much less.
You can always hear our show at steviejay.com if you want to hear segments that you might have gotten in on halfway through or whatever.
All right, we'll break, come back. Why are the Gen Zers bad tippers? You'll touch on that and more in the next hour. ESPN 93.5. It's 7:57 on this Thursday.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.